Welcome, everybody, to Burgess Power Hour. I'm back. I've been away. So I'm glad to be here in person live, even if it's on the podcast or we're looking at a computer. So I just want to say welcome. And the last 2 or 3 months has been interesting, but I've been doing meditations and that kind of thing, giving you guys that for your power hours so you could just download them. But tonight I'm ready to rock and roll for trusting our intuition and aligning our intuition with what we always want. Intuition is always right. So that's what we're going to be playing with tonight. Okay.
Yay.
So yeah, so get pencil and paper. You guys know how this works. If you're one of our Essence of Being graduates, you know I love to do experiential things. So we're going to be having a very cool discussion and experience. I just want to also give you tools that you can use to really tap into that intuition and to understand the difference between intuition and fear. So, or trying to talk yourself out of it sometimes, right? Maybe your intuition is clear, but sometimes you talk yourself out of it and you have doubts. So that's what we're going to be playing with tonight. So welcome. So I want to start out with what is intuition to you guys? So this is, participation, as you know. What is intuition to
Gut
you?
feel.
So say again.
Gut feel coming
A
from
gut feeling.
a
Yep.
knowing from within.
A knowing from within, a gut feeling. Yep.
For me, what I'm learning to distinguish is my intuition is something like the voice in my head that I hear that's usually very quiet that goes, why don't you X? And then if I don't do X, if it may be do it, maybe thinking, maybe whatever, or maybe X is a good idea, whatever, like that. And if I don't do it, it gets louder. And if I
Ah.
don't do it and I don't do it, something hits me over the head and it's like, yep, should have listened.
There's always a should in this kind of thing, right? It's like,
Right.
yeah, shoulda, woulda, coulda, for sure. Yeah, that's great. No, that's perfect. You guys already know this, so I guess I'll just go. Bye. Just kidding.
No.
Let's define it though. I mean, that's perfect what you guys were saying. Intuition for me is a feeling or a sense or a hunch that something is right or wrong, without necessarily having any kind of logical or rational explanation. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's, I guess it's an instinctive understanding that, as Sharon said, comes from within and without any kind of external influence. Some people describe it as a gut feeling. So you guys nailed it right on the head there. Or maybe a sixth sense. Now, to intuition is sometimes it can be associated with creativity or spirituality. It's actually, I feel like it's a natural part of human experience. And it can be a valuable asset in decision making. So let's go to maybe a little bit further into this. What the definition can also be, what they say in the Webster, I think the Webster's definition is always interesting to me, saying the ability to understand something immediately without needing conscious reasoning. So I'll say it again, the ability to understand something immediately without needing conscious reasoning. How about that?
Okay. Yeah.
All
That's great.
right. Okay. Well, basically, without using your left brain, for those of you who understand that whole concept, it's that prefrontal cortex that we start engaging. So it thinks it's, for me, the prefrontal cortex is the part of the brain that thinks, and then the mammalian brain is the feeling brain, that limbic brain. That's the feeling place, and that's how I discern it. So when you say trusting your intuition or trusting, it's really about, I think, trusting yourself. And trusting whatever you feel it is. So when you say I'm going to intuit something, what's the it part? Intuit it. What's the it? You've heard that before, I'm sure, right? The in, I'm going to intuit.
It's the heart. It's the so whatever that is.
Yeah, the heart, the great spirit, God, universe, higher
Yes.
self, guides, inner guidance, inner knowing, all of that. And people call it different things, but I feel like that's it. And it can mean all of those things or just some of them. So, I'm not here to tell you what's really true or what's not true. I'm here to tell you what's been working with me for the last 45 years. Okay. And just share with you some of this and to give you some tools on perhaps discerning a little more about our intuition. So, does that work for you guys if I give you some distinctions? Yeah.
Yep, that'd be great.
So, how many of you actually follow your intuition?
I do. I've learned to do that more and more, and I do a lot these days.
I'd like to think I do.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that I've like incorporated into my thinking, but I don't know.
Well, or some of us may talk ourselves out of it. I mean, we have doubts sometimes, is that my intuition or is that my fear saying don't do it or to do it? What is it? What's the difference between talking myself out of it and just acting on it? Because some of us might have great intuition, but we don't act on it. Like Alexandra, you said, sometimes you don't. It's that coulda, woulda, shoulda. So the science, well, I'll give you a little snippet about the science behind intuition. It's not just a mystical concept. There's actually a scientific explanation of why it exists. So our brain processes information in two ways. And I bet you know what they are, conscious and subconscious. Yeah. So our conscious minds deal with that logical, rational thinking, while our subconscious mind, it deals with the emotions, memories, sensory input. That's also intuition, as a result of the subconscious mind processing information and sending signals to the conscious mind, which we experience as a feeling or a sense. So the subconscious mind can process much more information, as you know, than our conscious mind. And so intuition can be a way to tap into that vast pool of knowledge and make better decisions, perhaps. Make sense scientifically? For those of you who are wanting some science in there. So following our intuition, sometimes we can talk ourselves out of it. And again, I feel like it's all about trust. So how do I know, and how do you know if it's your intuition or if it's fear trying to talk you out of something? A lot of people come to me and they say, I don't know the difference. Sometimes I think it's my intuition. I think it's telling me to do one thing, but yet my brain and my fear come up, or my limiting beliefs or my thoughts get in the way, and I talk myself out of it. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
Yeah, so
or just not take that step. Yeah.
right. So what it, I mean, so hopefully tonight you'll get a little more perspective on what it is. So for me, your intuition is always right. Okay. If you want to do the right wrong thing, it's the female aspect. I'll get a little bit more in depth with that. I'm writing a book about it actually. It's the right brain or the female aspect of us, which is the emotional aspect, because there's all of us have male and female sides. You know that. We have female parts and we have male parts within our masculine, our feminine, and in our brain, left and right hemispheres. So the female part is usually the receiving part. It's also that part that's very emotional. It's the right brain. So for me, it's always right. That's why I say the woman is always right. That's part of my book. I think it's going to sell a lot. Yeah. But that's what I mean by it. it's always right. If we could just listen and act on our intuition. How many times have you had, times you said, I knew it, I knew I should have done it, or I knew I shouldn't have done it. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it.
Yeah.
But if you don't follow your intuition, then sometimes you beat yourself up, maybe. You say, I should
Yeah.
have done that. Makes you feel guilty. So doing that may not serve you exactly. So if you analyze a lot, maybe you're the person that analyzes a lot, you try to make decisions, about a lot of things that you intellectualize it, you have this fear that can come up. So how do you know if it's intuition or fear? How do you discern that? Let me give you an example. I'll give you an example. Sort of like what I do is when I pack for a trip, I pack everything. I go, okay, my intuition says, oh, I need to bring this just in case. Or I've always asked myself, am I setting myself up for having it because I'm setting myself to have it because I'm afraid I might need it, because I'm thinking it might actually happen if I will need something. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, like medicine or something like that. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, just in case. I'll
Yeah.
pack it just in case. And I think for maybe some of us who do that, maybe we're creating it, the just in case.
Yeah.
Or is it intuition?
Bert, I have
Yes.
been traveling 4 years now, and I've been having a challenge the last few months because I picked up an extra suitcase of stuff, and I've been transferring things from different, I had storage units in two places. I've been trying to consolidate and leave behind. And even my last, like just this week when I took off, I was putting things away in storage unit and was having a tough time getting, I just told myself I was getting from two and a half suitcases to one. And I
That's a
didn't quite
challenge.
make it. I didn't
Okay,
quite make it.
well,
I'm sitting here looking at that the extra little bag of stuff that I like kind of snuck on, breaking the two bag, the backpack and the carry-on rule. Thinking, what is this telling me about where I'm at right now? All these little extra things that I probably didn't need. Do I the four pairs of yoga pants? Because maybe I'll go to Pilates, do a Pilates retreat, stuff like that.
Right. And that's always my question. It's like, is that my intuition telling me to do that? Or am I creating an ex creating that to happen so I can say, see, you're right, you needed it. So that's a good question. And it's good that you're in the inquiry of it, Sharon. So I would just say, don't beat yourself up about any of that, that you're in the inquiry of it. So I think the distinction for me is it's about your gut. So it's about your gut or your head. If you feel a tingle in your gut, which somebody says is the gut, you said a gut intuition, right? If you get a knowing and you feel it in your body and it tingles in your gut, in my world, it's asking you to trust that feeling, for it's a feeling place, not a knowing place. So if you know something, perhaps it's in your head. So for me, the distinction can be, okay, if I feel it in my gut and it's a feeling, then that's my intuition. If it's in my head and I think I know something, then that could not, it's more of a, it's not necessarily intuition. It's not a, to me, intuition is not a knowing place, meaning I'm having to think about it. So, so if you start talking yourself out of it and thinking, well, I don't need my extra yoga pants, or I don't need this, I don't think I need to do this, I don't know if it's right, going to bring up, it's, what's going to happen? It'll bring up all the things, right? It'll bring up all the reasons why I shouldn't be doing this, or why I should be doing this. And you go, sometimes you go into this whole diatribe about your left brain starts chattering and you start talking it over and trying to make a decision. When in essence, the feeling place is the intuition from the very beginning. Have you ever, when you took tests, first answer is always right. You ever heard that? Yeah. So for me, if you're trying to think about something logically, why I should do something and decide logically, it may not be intuition. Now, I know that we want to back it up sometimes. Maybe we have an intuition or inkling or a feeling or a gut feeling. We want to back it up with data so we can make sure we're right. But remember, intuition does not need conscious reasoning. So let me give you another distinction between that about choice and decisions. So, how many of you make decisions? Dumb question, right? Well, how many of you make choices?
Sometimes.
What's the difference?
Well, the way I see it is decision is almost when you are killing something off, like the side part. And choice is a free choice regardless of reasons, explanations, and things like that. It's just choosing because I'm choosing it.
Perfect. Perfect. That's exactly right. Because deciding means you decide. D means divide, and deciding means you kill it off. You know, that's the etymology of the word, right? So basically, the origin is you're killing off and dividing. You kill the ones you don't want. So you let those things go and you think it through, and it's very logical. For instance, I don't like vanilla ice cream. So I'm going to kill that off and I'm going to get chocolate ice cream. That's my decision. It requires thought. Now, choice is just a feeling. I want chocolate ice cream. Why? Because I want it. So I feel like I want it. It's a feeling I have. I don't have to give you a reason. It's my choice. So it's more of that feeling place again. There's no reasoning going into it. So for me, just kind of notice how you make these. Is it a choice or a decision? And is there a difference for you? And where does your intuition play into that? And to me, intuition has no form. You trust the message. Now there's the big T word. Yeah. You trust the message, and it always boils down to, again, do you trust yourself? And do you trust your connection to whatever that is that you call the intuit, whatever that is? Not trusting is not following your intuition, in my opinion. So not many times for me, if I get a knowing or a nudge, you ever get a nudge? I should have called somebody. I feel a tingle. And maybe you felt this, that it was right, that this was a nudge, and I should have called somebody. I needed to call that person and I didn't. Why didn't I trust my intuition? Well, you may have trusted that it was your intuition, but you didn't act on it. So that's another distinction. Maybe you do trust your intuition, but you just don't act. So, how could you discern that? What's the right way? The question is, how can we discern and get ready to, I want you to write some things down here in a minute about our limiting fears. So, here's the thing. Intuition could make us safe, keeps us safe, makes the right decision. So again, your intuition's never wrong. If you know what, if you come from that angle, I feel, if we come from that perspective that our intuition is never wrong, it's always right. Maybe that'll propel us or compel us to act. And it's your spirit self, it's your inner knowing. It's something's telling you not to do something. And a good indicator would be that you feel it in your gut. For me, that's the difference. It's literally that mammalian brain. You feel it in your gut. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you take a job, that you've been offered a job in another country. You receive that call. Maybe you've been chosen for this dream job that you've always wanted to do, but you're going to need to move you're gonna need to move out of country. So you need to move your family maybe, or let's say that you live somewhere else in the in this country, you want to move out of the country, you got to say goodbye to family and friends. You're gonna leave them. Although this job feeds your soul, or this, what do? It allows you to truly make a difference in the world that you're going to be going and doing something. The cost of living might be different. You might be making less money or more money. I don't know. So what do? How do you decide? So first, one of the tools, my suggestion is you get quiet. You get quiet, focus on your breathing. So let's do that now, everybody. Just take a deep breath. Breathing is good. Let's take another deep breath. Now, those kind of options for us, you don't have to rush it. You don't have to rush. Empty your mind of all the thoughts. So that's, I think, how intuition can really show up if we empty our mind out by breathing. Getting centered is the first step, I feel. And then you just, okay, once you've let go of any thought and you're perfectly present, begin to think about the new job. So you can say this out loud. This new job is the highest and good for all concerned. And how I phrase it is I say, I pray for the highest and good for all concerned. You can't go wrong doing that. I choose the highest decision for all concerned, the highest good for all concerned. You can't go wrong. So I always use those words. Another way that you can say that is, I choose this job for the highest good for all concerned, this or something better. So when I'm doing an affirmation or I'm stating something that I choose to have or want to have, I always say that this or something better because the universe can bring it to me in a different way that I haven't even thought about. So it kind of, instead of having blinders on, say it's got to be this way, this person, this thing, this place, this or something better. So I say, how? So I don't ask a question. I say, this job is the highest and good for all concerned. That make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yes.
So I feel like if you're tingling, if you have a tingling sensation when you say that in your gut and your intuition's telling you, go ahead and move, go ahead and do it. So if your mind begins to chatter though, and you go, list of all the reasons why I shouldn't, leaving my friends and family, finding a place to live, that I suggest that is all of the limiting beliefs or the fear that could be coming out of the doubts. And that is not intuitive, in my opinion. Because if you think about it, fear rambles. Fear makes excuses. Now, for some of you, you might say, yes, Burge, I know, but fear keeps us safe. And the fear can be important because it's telling you something. Well, that might be true, but my suggestion is to be mindful about where it's coming from. Is it really fears that's limiting you, or are you coming up with all the reasons why you can't do something? And if you're doing that, ask yourself, why? Why am I doing that? Why am I bringing up all the reasons why I can't do something? So you know what the fear is, the fight, flight, or freeze. That's where it starts in your reptilian brain. So you start coming up with fighting, fleeing, freezing. That's fear. And back in the day, that fear kept us safe when that saber-toothed tiger was coming at us. We knew to run. So you can ask yourself, is this decision really going to hurt me in any way? Is this person really going to hurt me? Is this relationship going to work? Is this job going to hurt if I move? So we may be perched on the edge of something really great, but we freeze and we don't take action. So in my belief, this is the lowest rung of fear is when you freeze. That's the lowest rung because you, at least running or fighting, you're in motion. But when you freeze, you're not in motion at all. So if you're one of those people that freeze and you just don't take action because you're afraid of the unknown, or you don't trust your intuition, or you're not sure, just know that if you stay stuck, you're not moving. And as long as you're not moving, you're not learning, you're not creating, you're not experiencing. Something might happen, but what's happening is as long as you're participating and you're moving forward, you're growing. But what do we always say in the Essence of Being workshops? The only failure, remember, is the failure to participate. So what's the worst thing that could happen? You make a mistake. Okay. Now, is that really a life or death decision? And a lot of times, people use a lot of tools to help them identify what to do. Techniques, like they use pendulums. Should I do this? Should I not do this? They use kinesiology. I love that one. It's muscle testing. Flip a coin, different techniques on how to make the decision. The Benjamin Franklin close. I don't know if you guys know that one, where you put down a line down the middle of the page, and on the left side it's the pros, and the right side it's the cons. And you just start doing a stream of consciousness writing where you write down all the pros and then you write down all the cons and you see which one wins. Why it's called the Benjamin Franklin close is when you can use that in sales to close a deal to say, this is the pro and this is the con, but this is what you're doing for yourself. You're trying to close yourself on the decision or the choice. So trust and allow and don't ask how. That's, one of my favorites. So how do we move beyond any fear or doubt to make our dreams come true? How do you do it? First of all, you have to know what you want. And for some people, that's really a tough start. They don't know what they want. So if you set your intention, it's yours. Experience that conviction and that it's okay for you to have it and that you deserve it. Claim it. So once you set your intention, a lot of people, they focus on the outcome. Let's say you want a loving and committed relationship. Now, here's the kicker. While focusing on that outcome, you have to let go of the attachment. You have to let go of the attachment to the outcome. So let me say that again. You set your intention, you focus on the outcome, and then you let it go. Vitally important. If you set your intention and let's say you want to have a long and loving and committed relationship, let's say, but you're attached to that person being blonde, 5'3¼ inches tall with a tattoo of a snake. I mean, you get really intentional. 10 other people might be walking by and they don't have that. And they're ready to be in a loving and committed and possess the true qualities that you're looking for. But because you're so attached to it, being a certain way, a certain person, a certain timing, you miss it. So letting go of that attachment, I think, is also trusting and allowing. Because if you trust your intuition, and that's hard for people sometimes, letting go of that outcome. You can be very focused on what you choose to have, but let go of the attachment of that. Because that or something, remember what I said, say this or something better. That opens up the blinders. Releasing the attachment and leaving open space for the right perfect relationship or the job or the opportunity to come to you. So what I also say is if you want to be attached to something, be attached to the journey. The attraction journey, not the outcome. So let's go in and let's see what your trust levels are, shall we? And see what your intuition might tell you. So the first thing I want you to do, I want you to write down, these are yes or no questions, okay? And I don't want you to think about it. Just write down yes or no. You ready? Okay. The first one is, do I trust God or the universe? Yes or no?
Excuse me, just a minute.
The next one is, do I trust myself? Yes or no? And Sharon, the second one was, do I trust myself?
I got
Yes or
it.
no?
Thank you.
Got it. The third one is, can I trust myself to make clear decisions? Yes or no? And then this part, I want you to do a stream of consciousness writing, which means you don't think about it. You just come up with the first answers that comes to your mind. Okay. And I'm going to say a sentence and you're going to fill in the blank. When I trust myself, I feel when I trust myself, I feel just write first things that come up. Okay, finish up on the one you're on. Now, just notice if you said, for instance, I do trust God or the universe or great spirit or source or spirit or energy or whatever you want to call that. And let's say that you. It's different when you said, do I trust myself? Maybe it was opposite. Were those two opposites? Like one was a yes and one was a no. And if it is, you could have a disconnect. There's a disconnect between your connection and yourself and the greater good. It doesn't really matter if which one was a yes or a no, but if they weren't aligned, then there's a disconnect. But let's say they were both, if they were, let's say you said a yes and a yes. This is belief that we're all connected, and whatever you call God or universe or source or higher self, whatever that is, you're part of it. You're not separate from that. And many times, especially when we get afraid and when we're not sure what to do next, we lose that connection or that faith that we're all connected and that we're a part of the great I am, whatever you want to call that. So many, many of us might need a faith lift. Faith lift.
I like
FAITH.
that.
I make myself laugh. Yeah, so I mean, we need a faith lift sometimes, just meaning that our connection is, wow, am I that powerful? Am I really connected to all that is? Do I have a knowing that I can trust that this information that's coming to me is coming from somewhere as that's part of me? It's part of me. I'm connected to that. Now, if you said no to all of it, here's an affirmation for you. For those of you who says I don't trust God or universe, and I don't trust myself, and I don't trust myself to make clear decisions, here's an affirmation. I choose to trust today. Now you can say, I choose to trust myself. I choose to trust now. And I know that many of us have been betrayed before in our lives, perhaps. And trust can come up for us. So we start beating ourselves up. And that's that we shoulda, coulda, woulda. We start feeling guilty. I should have trusted my intuition. And maybe it feels like a betrayal to ourselves. Or maybe someone else betrayed us. Here's something I learned a long time ago, and that keeps showing up for me, is that if you start looking for evidence that you cannot trust people, you're going to find it. Yeah. So my suggestion is to start looking for evidence that you can trust and that you are trustworthy. And you can trust yourself by trusting yourself first. That's the thing. Then what happens when you start trusting yourself? You project that out. You project, I'm trusting myself. And you'll start attracting people to you that are also trustworthy because you're projecting it out. That's if you believe or understand how energy works. And I think you both do, and all of you do. So that's how you can discern trusting again. Is this person trustworthy or not? Whether it's in business or love or whatever, ask yourself, am I trustworthy? Can I trust myself? Can I trust my intuition on this? So let me give you some more tools about this that you can help. The kinesiology is great. Muscle testing, one of the ways that works for a lot of people is a muscle testing in your body. Your body's very intelligent, and you stand straight up with your hips and your legs underneath your hips and your arms down by your side, and you take a deep breath. You close your eyes and you say a statement. I choose to trust, or it's in the best and highest good to trust this move. It's in the best and highest good for me to trust this person. And you say the statement, and then you feel your body either leaning forward or leaning back. And it's important to make it as a statement, not a question. Okay. So if your body moves forward, that's a yes. If your body moves back, that's a no. And then you can say, I choose to have apples today. It's best and highest good for me to have this apple today. And then let your body take a deep breath and just allow your body to move forward or backward. A lot of people do muscle testing, a lot of practitioners with naturopaths and chiropractors, because your body's very intelligent. It's my little bullshit detector, is what I call it. And if you can remember that choices are feelings. So if you're blocked on a decision right now in your life, move through that, feel the tickle in your gut and your tummy and not in your head. Learn that distinction or that discernment between your gut feeling and your head. So I want you to think of somebody right now. Think of somebody in your life that you have really, really trusted. They didn't let you down much. I know that sometimes people think, they have to be perfect all the time, but think of somebody that in your life that you've trusted most of the time in your life. And just notice if you can't think of anybody. So I want you to feel into that person. Do you have somebody? Okay.
Yep.
Good. I want you to feel into that person, what you appreciate about them. You can write it down if you want. What did you appreciate about them? Why could you trust them? Why didn't they let you down? So as you're writing this down or you're thinking about it, I want you to really feel into that. And whatever you wrote down about them, put your name in that place. Put your name there. That's the feeling place that I admire and I appreciate about me. So whatever feeling you wrote down or felt, put yourself at that space. I appreciate all those things about me. And the more you start doing that, and trusting you, the easier it becomes. And that way you can start attracting more and more people and things that are trustworthy because of our own feelings of trust for ourselves. Our energy has vibrations. So the other part of this whole trusting your intuition and aligning yourself with this is, remember, if you have a lot of drama in your life and your trust level is down and your drama is up, that means you're operating in a zero-sum game. Nobody wins. Nobody's winning. There's zero sum. So if you have lost trust in your life with yourself or others, remember, how to gain trust? You make small agreements and keep them. So if you're trying to regain trust from someone or they're trying to regain trust from you, you make small agreements and you keep them. And that builds the trust. And if it's somebody that has let you down and that you can't trust, one thing you can say to them is, hey, in order for me to gain your trust back, I need you to make these agreements with me and keep them. So look for that evidence. Look for the evidence that you can trust yourself, that you know best. Many of us were born with parents that we go to and say, hey, what do I do? I don't know what to do. And they want to tell you what to do, or a teacher wants to tell you what to do, or a religious figure wants to tell you what to do. How about if we all just stopped and really centered ourselves and take a breath, like I said, be quiet, and we have all the answers. But we seem to want to have evidence in our life. Because perhaps we've lost faith in ourselves, and that faith lift will come in. It's really important to trust each other, trust
Is
yourself.
that the thinking part of our brain wanting the evidence, or is that
Yes.
the intuition part?
Yes. That's the evidence. What mean this is a stepping stone. So if you're having, in my opinion, it's a stepping stone that you see, okay, I'm going to go look for the evidence. So that is a thinking brain. Yeah. But it's a stepping stone to just going into that whole surrender of feeling of intuition. And it can also stave off the fears that keep, or the reasons or the excuses that keep coming up. Do you know that we trust strangers every day? Maybe we were taught as kids, don't trust strangers, don't trust people. Yeah. But we change, we do trust strangers every day. We get into an airplane, do we trust the pilot that he, you know, that they're gonna land? May not be on time, but you know, they're gonna land. I hope so. How about when you're in a car? Do you trust that other people are going to stay in their lane and they're going to stop at stoplights? I mean, subconsciously, you know, they're going to follow the quote signs, their agreements. And you don't, I hope you don't go driving down the road thinking, I can't trust that person. I can't trust that person. I hope you don't do that. But it's a subconscious kind of, it's a shared agreement that we have. How about when you go into a grocery store? Do you trust that there's going to be food in there? So we do trust. We're trusting all the time. So that's one way that you can find evidence. So whenever you're feeling, I need a faith lift that I can trust again, even if it feels minimal, even if it feels silly, do you trust yourself to wake up? Do you trust your heart to beat? You don't have to think about it. It just does. Do you trust that when you go into a room and you turn on the lights, the electricity is going to turn the lights on? That you know what to do? Unless you haven't paid your power bill, then, you know, then maybe not so much. Do you trust that you can put on clothes? And, you know, can you clothe yourself? I'm trying to give you like everyday examples of how you could build trust again. That you know the right way to go. And we're all at choice, even when it feels like we're not at choice. So maybe we've had some bad relationships or maybe some bad situations in our life, and we beat ourselves up about it. Should have followed our intuition. And do you guys remember in The Essence of Being, we talk about what happens when you feel guilty, the energy of guilt? It demands punishment. Guilt demands punishment. So if you're either feeling guilty or you're what? What's the opposite of guilt?
What
In a
is
court.
it?
Well, in a courtroom, you're either guilty or you're
Innocent.
there you go, that word. So if you're feeling guilty about any decision that you've made or that you haven't followed your intuition and you feel guilty about it, you're vibrating guilt out into the world and you're going to attract punishment, either by others punishing you or you self-sabotage and you punish yourself. So the opposite of guilt is innocence. And for some people, innocence can be a tough word. And if you don't understand what that feels like, I mean, it's really getting back to your innocence. I mean, if you really want to feel it again, go hang out with some kids or some dogs or, you know, animals. They're innocent. Children, babies, they're innocent for the most part. That kid still inside of you, that little inner baby, the one that just wants to play, the one that just wants to trust, the one that just wants to know they're safe. So cut yourself some slack because the fear and the guilt can paralyze you. So you have to train yourself. It's like riding a bike. Train yourself to, when you get that nudge, act on it. Just act on it. And the more you do that, the more you start trusting yourself and trusting that this is intuition. When you feel a nudge or a tickle in your tummy, the easier it gets. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just to kind of summarize why we don't trust our intuition, despite it being useful, many of us are hesitant to trust our intuition. It could be because society values rational thinking over emotions. So we often can discount our intuition as being too soft or unscientific. Or maybe we've been taught to ignore our intuition and rely solely on logic, especially in an academic or professional setting. Fear and anxiety can cloud our intuition, so making it difficult to distinguish between true intuition and simply worrying. And another reason why we may not trust our intuition is we feel influenced by external factors, such as peer pressure, social norms, cultural expectations. That can override our intuition sometimes. But here's the benefit. The benefit of trusting your intuition, despite all these challenges, intuition can help you make quicker, more confident choices without overthinking or second guessing yourself. Intuition can help you avoid bad situations or people by alerting you to potential red flags or warning signs. Remember the distinction. If you feel it in your gut, go with that. If you're thinking about it and they're coming up with all the reasons why or why not, that's in your head. And that might be true, but it is in your head. It's not necessarily intuition. And by the way, intuition can guide you towards your passion and more of what you want, helping you make choices that align with your spirit, with your values and your purpose. And it can be a source of creativity to allow you to think outside the box and take risks. Da, da, da. Better not do that. Gonna be an Eeyore. I might get in trouble. Taking risk, it's a risk every day sometimes, I feel, just to walk outside your house or even just to turn on the TV or whatever. It's a risk, you know? But the thing for me is, what do you do with that risk? Move through it, go through it. And again, if you've done Essence of Being, you know that trapeze story that I tell a lot is that if you're on your trapeze and you're just going around, just swinging and swinging, and you don't like where you're at and you can't seemingly get off, want to make sure you're making the right decision and aligning your intuition with your choices and your desires, you have to let go of that one bar and you fly to get the other bar. Because if you try to grab onto that other bar while you're holding on to the other bar, it's going to split you in two. You can't do that. It doesn't work. So there's that time and space where you let go of where you are and you're flying to get that other trapeze. But a lot of people just hang on to their own trapeze because you're afraid to let go. So the flying is the journey. That's the risk. Yes, you might fall. And yes, you might get the other trapeze. And remember again, the only failure is the failure to participate. Questions, comments, takeaways?
This is a great, great reminder, and it's great to see you, Burge.
It's great to hear your voice, Alexandra. One day I'll see your face again. Thank you, dear. And I know most of you know these things, and it's good to just be reminded to be of like mind, just to, oh, that's right.
Oh, absolutely.
I can do
Absolutely.
this. I can do this. Anything you have, Sharon or Marianne? Thank you for joining us.
Lots of things are coming up. So when you feel like you are trusting yourself the most, but the external world and those around you who are more thinking brain, even though following your intuition has led to things playing out as they should over and over and over, and there are those that resist over and over and over and start to criticize you for continuing to want to go this direction. How does one
Navigate that.
navigate that? Yeah.
Remember about being still and being
Yeah.
quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is taking deep breaths, being quiet, centering yourself, because you know the answers with, you know that. And this is the highest and good for all concerned. This or something better. Finding the evidence. And remember, I said it's a stepping stone, finding the evidence that it works, that you do know, and that you are, and remember, it also vibrates out. And so you actually are vibrating that sense out so that people that come along that are criticizing or giving you other things to look at, they may not do that as much because you're not doing it to yourself. Because you can't change them, but you
Yeah.
can change how you feel about yourself. That's something you can do something about. Yeah. And remember the affirmation, I choose to trust today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I choose to trust today. And all is well, and all will be well. And I'm inviting all of you to come play with me this Saturday. I do the third Saturday of every month. I do Shamanasta Speaks. So it's a fifth dimensional and beyond kind of a connection that you're more than welcome to come play with us this Saturday from 10 to 12 Eastern Standard. And I'll put it here in the chat at shamanasta.com. And because you're on the call tonight, I'm giving you guys 50% off. It's only $47 to be on it, but for like, hey, $23 or whatever the half of that is, you just put 50%, 50%, the number 50 and percent, and apply it, and just look for this Saturday, the 18th. And you can come ask any more questions that you might want to get, or just a message that you might want to get from another perspective that is different dimensional openings of perhaps something that you haven't seen or that you forgot, or maybe you don't know about yet. So I invite you to come play with me this Saturday. I'm doing that from 10 to 12. Go to shamanasta.com. And of course, every third Wednesday of the month, I'm doing my power hours so I can see you again next month. But the thing I want everyone to remember is the only failure is a failure to participate, trust and allow, and don't ask how, and that you have all the answers within. and just stop and breathe and use those tools. I choose to trust today. Excellent. Marianne, did you want to say anything? I think you came on halfway through, but is there anything you want to share before we go? I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
You're going to get this, by the way, when you registered, you'll get this recording. So you can always go back and listen to it, and take any notes that you want. And hopefully, all your answers that you did today, I choose, I trust myself, I trust my guidance, I trust God or universe, spirit, whatever you want to call that. And that place of how you feel when you trust yourself, that's what I would invite all of us to play with some more, to go there and have that feeling that my intuition is always right. And until next time, I'll talk to you guys again.
Birch, quick question, unrelated to this. So you don't do, at least for now, live programs anymore, right?
I've been on a, I've been serving in other ways in the last 3 months, but I will again. Yeah, you mean like in person? I've done that
Yeah.
for 33 years,
Yes. Yeah.
but yeah, right now I'm just doing these for now. Except my retreats. I did. We just came back from Machu Picchu, so we'll be doing more retreats for sure. Not. I'll. You'll. You guys will. You'll find out. I'm finishing writing and serving in other ways right now and doing this stuff. But
Beautiful.
I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm
Sounds
not
good.
cooked. I'm not cooked. So
I'm
I
looking
appreciate
forward
it.
to
I
it.
appreciate your time and thank you guys so much.
Great to see you, Birch.
You too, honey. Take care.
Bye.
Bye
Bye.
bye. Bye bye. Love you.